Welcome to CNN Vantage Point. I'm Jay Over, investment strategist with CNN Wealth Management, and today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of January 2026 and our current outlook. Equity markets held relatively steady throughout the month, with broad indices posting modest movements despite several sources of uncertainty in geopolitical events. Markets were relatively unfazed by U.S. involvement in Venezuela. However, the Trump administration's desire to annex Greenland briefly unsettled global risk sentiment. The S&P 500 index managed a new record high and briefly crossed the 7,000 threshold, but subsequently retreated to end January with a 1.4% return. Smaller company stocks outperformed their larger company counterparts during the month, with the small company Russell 2000 index outperforming the S&P 500 index for 14 consecutive trading sessions, a feat last seen in 1996. Additionally, the rotation away from growth equities and toward value-oriented names persisted, reflecting investors' shifting preferences in a changing macro environment. Commodity markets were also active. Gold prices continued to climb as investors sought perceived safety amid uneven global news flow. Oil prices, meanwhile, rebounded after several months of weakness, supported by improving demand indicators and potential supply constraints. Bitcoin declined and remains in a solid downward trend, falling nearly 40% from its October 2025 high. In monetary policy, the Federal Reserve held its scheduled meeting and elected to make no changes to the federal funds rate after three consecutive quarter percentage rate cuts. This outcome was broadly anticipated and caused minimal reaction in financial markets. Treasury yields were little changed during the month. January ended with a final noteworthy piece of Federal Reserve news as President Trump announced he will nominate Kevin Warsh to serve as the next Fed chairperson. Market conditions continue to reflect a balance between solid economic fundamentals and ongoing geopolitical crosscurrents. While investors remain attentive to policy developments and shifting global dynamics, underlying economic data still points to a resilient backdrop. Consumer spending remains healthy, and business activity points to expansion. A weakening employment outlook warrants monitoring, but we see several labor market indicators remaining healthy. Equity markets will likely continue to experience periods of volatility as stock valuations remain elevated and global tensions persist. However, as long as economic momentum holds and corporate earnings progress, the broader environment remains supportive of risk assets. In fixed income, yields are attractive, but tight credit spreads argue for thoughtful portfolio positioning. Overall, the outlook remains cautiously constructive, with fundamentals likely to drive performance as markets digest evolving global developments. We made no portfolio changes this past month and maintain a slightly risk-on stance within our portfolio positioning. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you'd like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you would share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.